Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm Steven Miranda. On Wednesday, January 14th, 2015, episode 10.41, the championship preview show. And look who's back, people. Please welcome back Joey Valla to the show. What's up, man?
What's going on, Steven? Once again, very happy to be here. And I got to say, man, nerves last week. I had nerves galore, man. That was my first time doing this. But I got to say, I wasn't prepared, but I brought a couple things that helped me out today, so I think we're going to have a good show.
So you're prepared. You're going to be prepared today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A couple things I brought from to help me out with this week, I must say, is my daughter, Jade. She asked me to bring her homework here to ask you for a couple questions.
All right. So we're going to be doing homework on today's show.
Yes. Her homework, it's a multiple choice, and it's NFL inspired, which was kind of cool. So Jade asked me to bring it. It's words on the left-hand side of the left-hand column and definitions on the right-hand side.
All right.
So some of the words are like winning.
Dallas Cowboys.
Cowboys. Packers. And you got some definitions on the right-hand side, you know, that say, you know, winning season, going to the next round, another loss. So she asked me if you can help her out with the multiple choice. And, you know, based on your performance last week, she said whatever you pick, she's going to pick the opposite.
Oh! So, I'm already getting dissed by the 7 year old?
Eight year old,
man.
And another thing I brought, Steven.
Yeah.
I brought us some lotto tickets here.
Lotto tickets. We're gonna play the Powerball?
We're gonna play the Powerball.
It's like 200 mil, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. So the way our strategy, which Joe and Haley, my two other kids, told me, you pick your numbers, and whatever you have, they're gonna make sure they don't circle those numbers. This is just based on your performance last week, Steven. So
man, I tell you what, because I am unlucky. Well, today, Joe, we're talking about how the Bay Area in California has two new head coaches, the 49ers and Raiders. Marcus Mariota is going to apply to enter the NFL draft. Ray Lewis, get this, Joe, he says, the only reason we know who Tom Brady is because of the Tuck rule.
What?
And is the league ready to use instant replay for pass interference penalties? I'll tell you who's open to that idea. Plus, Joey, you and I will talk about the AFC and NFC championship games. We'll give you our picks. And Nacho, all the way from Spain, has submitted his picks to go up against me this week in the fan challenge. Will he and I differ on either game, Joey?
I like the Nacho.
You like the Nacho. All right, buddy, let's chomp it in.
Continuing to bring American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda with NFL Rants and Raves.
All right, so before we get to NFL news and all the new coaches hirings and Marcus Mariota and stuff, well, give me some of these questions that Jade has on her homework assignment. I want to see just one of them.
It was an example. Oh, saying okay. Like, you know. Cowboys, NFL, winning. So it was a couple of multiple choices that
right.
she wanted
and
you to go with.
She's going to not pick the ones I say.
Basically, she said, Dad, whatever Steven picks, I'm going to pick the opposite.
So you were 3-1. I was 1-3.
Wait.
Did you build it up?
Say that again. You went 1-3, Steven?
I just.
No.
We already did the recap show, man.
I know that was the recap
show.
This is not the recap show. So what was that? Like 25%? 25%, right?
Dang,
Steven,
yes.
Let me put it in Joey perspective once again. 25%. So if a baseball...
Are we going to do this again?
We have to, man. If a baseball player goes up to bat four times and he hits the ball one time, that's 25%. So we say he's batting 250. You know what that is? That's average, man. That's like above average. So maybe MLB rants and raves next week for Steven. That's going to be.
My brother-in-law, we did a whole season and a half of Angels baseball rants and raves.
Right on.
That was a grind, dude.
So you saw.
Because they play every freaking day.
Yeah. Baseball is a different story, man. Yeah. I like football. Give me that once a week, maybe on Thursdays. I'll take the Mondays, man.
Yeah, man. That baseball season was crazy. Seriously, dude, I was like, dude, man, we're going to do this every night. We were doing it after every game we were recording the show, bro.
Yeah, that's like me saying I'm going to work out every day. You know, it'll happen once a week, and I'm good with that.
How's the workout coming along? You went walking today.
Yeah, I did go walking, man.
Yeah, I missed today's walk.
And I got the shoes, you know, I brought the shirt and everything, but my legs didn't cooperate with me. It was kind of like last week's picks, man. It just didn't work out.
You're going to throw that in my face.
You know what?
All week.
Should we
tell the people how I paid Adam?
Oh, man, that was a gentleman's bet right there. That was awesome, Stephen. I'll give you credit.
If you haven't, if you're not following us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, make sure you do that, because we put some good pictures up there and some nice, interesting facts about the NFL. But this particular one, we have a colleague of ours who he bet me that the Packers would beat the Dallas Cowboys, and I was going to take that bet because I thought the Cowboys would win the game. And the minute that game was over, Adam texted me, "I want to be paid with these bills in this denomination." Right, Joey?
You know,
I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
So what I wound up doing is I wound up going to a bank and getting a whole bunch of pennies rolled up. And that's how I paid.
And I got to give you credit for that, man. That's like getting up from the man cave, from the couch, and actually going to the bank. I give you credit for that, Stephen.
That's right. I went and I did that, and he got paid. And I put a picture of Dez Bryant with the ball. I said it was a catch. And next time, don't ask me how to pay you.
Damn, man. That's taking it old school, man. That's cool. You know what, though? You were right in doing that, and he well-deserved.
Good, good. All right, buddy, let's get to some NFL news. First out, we'll start in the Bay Area, where the San Francisco 49ers, after interviewing people from all over the place, have decided to stay in-house, and they have chosen to promote Jim Tomsula to head coach. He will replace Jim Harbaugh. Tomsula was their defensive lineman coach, and they're promoting him. You know anything about Tomsula?
I think I know more about NASA hidden secrets than I do about him.
Well, Tomsula, at least let me tell you a little bit about him. He coached around, and he was assistant coaches in the NFL Europe League.
Okay,
so he was four different NFL Europe teams, and then you know that went away of the dodo.
Well, at least
and
the Euro stronger.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and now he's and then he was coaching with the San Francisco 49ers. He's been with the 49ers since 2007. He was the one coach who there was a time right before Mike Singletary got fired. Tomsula was the interim coach for one game, and he won. They won that one game that he was the head coach for that one game.
That's almost as good as the Raiders.
And after Jed York met with other players, other potential coaches, Adam Gase, the offensive coordinator of the Denver Broncos, that was one of the guys that they were maybe going after. They decided to stay in-house, and they got Tomsula. And I was like you. I was like, they hired who?
See, Stephen, why would they stay in-house? I mean, with that team, the way they played and what that team is made of.
Because I think that they like Tomsula, they know him, he's familiar, and he's familiar with the defensive players. And they know that if they're going to do well in that division, with the Cardinals doing pretty good, the Rams doing pretty good, and of course the Seattle Seahawks, their defense is going to have to become top-notch.
But can you say their defense was their stronghold this season, or was it their offense? I mean,
they had a lot of gaps all over the place.
Right.
I mean, the defense wasn't all that spectacular. But I'll tell you what, you know what the first thing that came to me when I heard that Jim Tomsula was the head coach?
Tell me.
You watched the movie Fools Rush In with Selma Hayek and
yes.
Matthew Perry?
Yes.
Well, it reminded me of the scene. So Matthew Perry and Selma Hayek kind of like get married, the spur of the moment, and they have a kind of tumultuous wedding. Marriage for a few months,
right?
And then she decides that she's going to leave him. She splits up, and she's from Mexico, right? And he goes looking for her in Mexico near the end of the movie, and he obviously doesn't speak the language, doesn't speak Spanish.
Steven, this was pre-cartel, right?
Pre-cartel.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Here's the scene where he's trying to get to the city where he needs to meet up with Selma Hayek.
Tamazula. Tamazula, Trambilla. Tamazula, Trambilla. What the hell's a Trambilla?
That coach over there.
That is awesome, Steven. Too good, man. Too good.
That's the first thing that came into my mind, bro. He said Jim Tom Sula, and I was like, huh, Fools Rush. And I'll tell you what, that's like mine and my wife's movie.
Little movie,
that's
right.
Our movie. I mean, I'm the Latino.
Of course, you're the Salma Hayek,
Spanish.
Right? You're the Salma Hayek, right?
I'm the Salma Hayek, and she's
there
the
Matthew
Perry. There
it is. I knew it.
She's got a really small family. I've got the big, you know, the first time I took her to Texas to come have dinner with my family, and like only half of my family members were there.
And there was like 200?
She's like, this is your family? I'm like, yeah, I guess some of them couldn't make it tonight.
One thing I must say that the Latinos do right is big family, man. And I can tell you, I had... my mom had 10 brothers and sisters, and I know what the parties were, man.
Ooh, big parties. Families, absolutely. Yeah. But I just like this. Who's the head coach again?
Tamazula.
No.
Tamazula.
Tamazula.
Tamazula. Trambilla.
Steven, I know nothing about him.
Tamazula. Trambilla. What the hell's a Trambilla?
That coach over there, and he goes, that bus over there, Trambia, right, for those of this, is a bus. He's like, that bus over there.
You know what? That should be the sound clip of 49ers, man, when they introduce them, man. Have they introduced them yet? No, right? Nothing.
No, I think they haven't.
You know what? You
got to
get
conference.
To the PR and let them know that you got the perfect little intro for him.
So when
he
comes in, Matthew Perry going, Tamazula.
There it is, man.
There you go. Fools Rush In. That was a great movie. If you've not seen it, Salma Hayek, Matthew Perry, fun stuff there. Go check it out. But I just think that the 49ers, look, they let go of Jim Harbaugh. Mike Fangio, he's gone. It's like they blew up the team, like, and they bring in an unknown commodity, at least to me and to you and to most of the world that's looking from the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. He's an unknown, and people are going to be like, if this doesn't work out for them, if the 49ers all of a sudden go from, they were 8-8 this year, and next year they win 4 or 5 games, and the year after that, you know, they win 4, 5, 6 games, and he doesn't build them pretty quickly back into the contender that they were, everybody's going to look at this moment and say, what were the 49ers thinking?
And I think it's going that way already, Steven. I don't know about that team. I think they had their prime years already, and I see it going downhill from here. They have a lot of things they need to do in the offseason.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's what happens when you decide that you can't take a coach like Jim Harbaugh. Let's move on to the other side of the bay, where the Oakland Raiders have found their man, and they hire Jack Del Rio as their next head coach. Jack Del Rio has been a head coach before. He used to coach the Jacksonville Jaguars. Most recently, he was with the Denver Broncos as their defensive coordinator. What do you think of? I mean, do you know Del Rio, right?
The only thing I know about Del Rio is tough, but a player's coach, and I think the Raiders need that. I mean, I think it's some big shoes to fill. Actually, you know what? There's not big shoes to fill. They need somebody there that's going to do something with that team. So
Make some shoes.
Exactly. There's no expectations, which is great. I mean, coming into a team that they're already considered, you know, not good. So I think it's good. But you know what? Like I'm saying, all I know is tough, but players coach, and I think that's what they need.
I like Jack Del Rio. I've always liked him. I liked him with the Jaguars. To me, I think it's going to be important for Del Rio to surround himself with some good assistant coaches. He needs to get him a good offensive coach, a good offensive coordinator, a good defensive coordinator. And if he can bring in some guys that are good in those areas, and he can get the Oakland Raiders to believe into what he is selling. Look, of all these teams right now going around, the Niners, the Jets, the Bills, the Bears, all these teams that all are still looking, you know, have had brand new head coaches, are still looking for coaches. The Raiders, at least, I think, maybe have a future with Derek Carr at the quarterback position.
Right.
So they might have their quarterback already.
Yeah.
He just needs to get that defense to stop people, because that's what the Raiders couldn't do. They couldn't stop anybody. And if anybody can teach the defense how to do that, I think it's Del Rio. So I'm pretty excited for the Oakland Raiders. And maybe.
Los Angeles Raiders?
No, I don't know. I don't want them back here, dude.
Yeah, keep them
do
in
Do you
Oakland.
Want them here?
No, man. You know what? And a side note, Stephen, maybe yeah, because you know, all the criminals can meet up in one place, and the police can have a raid and start getting some arrest. Ticket quotas, you know what I'm trying to say?
Okay, I gotta stop you there. I had know some people in the Raiders organization They're not all criminals up there, the fans.
What?
You know the, you know what? What's interesting about the Raiders fans, Joe? They look like they're criminals, and they look pretty scary and mean, but they're really not. And it wasn't until I went there for myself, because I always had that mentality.
All right.
And I went there during when the Cowboys went to play the Raiders, right. And I went in with my cowboy gear.
All right.
Oof. And I thought, you know, I'm like, man, I'm going to get killed or something. But it wasn't, you know, it was friendly banter. If you can be friendly with your banter back and forth, that's cool. I think it's whenever you have an outsider that comes in and thinks he's, yo soy muy macho, and they, you know, that's when you get the trouble.
Okay, well, Cowboys, different. You know there's a lot of Cowboy fans here in L.A. especially, right? But I've gone to two Raider games my whole life, and what, they left 95, right? Were you here in 95?
I came to a Cowboy, when the Cowboys played the Raiders here in 93.
Okay. So I remember going, and I remember seeing some guy dressed up in a Broncos shirt, man. And that was probably the worst thing I ever saw in my life, man.
You got a beat down?
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't by guys. Girls beat him down, man. No, you know what? I just know my dad didn't let me go to the games because, I mean, he was a Raider fan, but he just he didn't like the games for us, man. We were too young. But you know what? It might have changed. It just, you know. Bickering, that's
or
all.
Maybe I just wasn't in that area, or I don't find myself. I think of myself anyways. Maybe I'm not, but I think of myself as a friendly guy. So even if I'm cheering for the other team, I'm still friendly, and people don't find me as, you know, I guess it's a threat or something. They say, ah, he's a fun, friendly guy. It's all right. Maybe he's a moron because he cheers for the team. We're going to leave him alone, whatever. And I don't get into any trouble, but. I think if you go in there with an attitude, I could see where you, it might.
Steven, you're photobomb Steven, man. You know you've been everywhere, so everybody likes Steven.
Photobomb Steven.
That's a story for a later date.
It is. It is a story for a later date. I do not photobomb people. It just happens accidentally. All right. Jack Del Rio, good luck there with the Oakland Raiders. That means, Joey, you know what that means?
What?
We have now the Bills, I talked about the last show, Rex Ryan, going to coach them. The New York Jets, they decided to go with the Arizona Cardinal defensive coordinator, Todd Bowles. I think they're set there. Now we got Del Rio for the Oakland Raiders. And the San Francisco 49ers have...
Tamazula.
All right.
You love that editing.
Yeah, that is pretty awesome. I might play that for a few more times.
Good.
So that's all good. But then we've still got the Broncos, Falcons, and Bears. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, Joey. They're still looking for a head coach.
Steven, I'm seeing a lot of trends. I mean, you can probably, you know, explain this better, but I'm seeing a lot of defensive, you know, ended coaches coming, you know, getting hired on, right? I mean.
Well, if you were to ask Ray Lewis, who we'll talk about in a minute, he says, defense wins championships. Have you ever heard him say that?
And so do good lawyers.
Ouch, dang.
Yeah.
Defense win championships, Joey. And, you know, you're right. Defensive-minded coaches are getting hired right now. I'm always a big fan of score a lot of points, and if you can outscore the other team, you're going to win football games.
All right.
But there's a lot of people out there who believe if you have a strong defense that can stop somebody, you're going to win a lot of football games. And those are the two philosophies.
Right.
Have a big, high-scoring offense. Get all your weapons on the offensive side of the ball. Put up a lot of points. You'll win games. But some people feel if you have a good defense and you can stop those high-powered offenses, you're going to win a lot of games. And all of these teams, I think with the exception of the 49ers, I think the 49ers have some weapons on the offensive side of the ball. But if you look at the Raiders, the Bears – well, the Bears have some weapons on the offensive side of the ball, but Bills, Jets, Broncos, these are all guys that the Broncos, outside of, you know, Demaryius Thomas and Julius Thomas, and, of course, their quarterback Peyton Manning, they brought a whole bunch of pieces in last year with on the defense side with Ware and Tlaib. They brought a whole bunch of pieces that they thought that they were going to be able to stop people, and obviously they couldn't get to Andrew Luck.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying about defense. When you got an offense that can put up points, your defense has to be Seattle Seahawks-like defense.
Yeah.
From a year ago.
Yeah, they're special, man.
Yeah, so I You're right. That's a good point. I didn't see that there's a lot of defense. I mean, Tom Zula's a defensive line coach.
Who?
Del Rio's a D coordinator.
Tom who?
It's like this.
Tom Azula?
Yeah.
Tom Azula.
Tom Azula. There you go. And he's a 49er. He came from the defensive side. Rex Ryan, we all know. His whole lineage, his whole family, his dad, his brother, all
it's
defensive
in their blood,
side of the ball. Bowles, defensive coordinator for Arizona. All these guys are defensive-minded, which means that for the Broncos, Falcons, and Bears, there may not be any more defensive-minded guys out there. You may have to start looking at offensive guys now.
Are you surprised with any of the picks? I mean, any of the hirings of the coaches?
I'm a little shocked with Rex Ryan going to the Bills. I really thought that Rex wanted to go to a team where he was going to where he was going to have an established offense already, and then he could just focus on the defense. I don't think the Bills have an established offense. They have a really good defense. They were really good.
Right.
The Bills were a game or two away from making the playoffs, and they had a solid defense. He didn't have anything offensively.
Right.
You know, Sammy Watkins was a great addition, the rookie wide receiver. He was pretty impressive. But other than that, they don't have a quarterback. Kyle Orton, I believe, decided to retire again because that's what he does. He just retires. He's going to need a quarterback.
And with him, like, literally going to the Bills, isn't that kind of like a sidestep from where he was at?
Well, yeah, he's in the same division.
Right.
He's not going anywhere. So the thing for the Dolphins and for the Patriots, they already know him.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Jets, it's a new coach, but a lot of those players he brought in there, they're going to know his tendencies.
Right.
So I don't know. I really thought Rex Ryan was going to go to the Atlanta Falcons because, as I said, they had a really good offense. Matt Ryan's a franchise quarterback. You have Julio Jones. You have a lot of good pieces there on the offense side of the ball. He could come in there and build his defense the way he wants to. And I'm still shocked that he didn't wait for the Atlanta Falcons.
That was my next question. I mean, was this like the first and done? He went in and because literally it was like last week when everything happened. So
here's what I'm hearing from some of the people that I've talked to, that he actually interviewed with the Atlanta Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, for him and for the Falcons, probably Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, there was a death in his family, which, you know, we send out our condolences to the Blank family. And because of that, they kind of like put their search for a coach
right.
on hold. Meanwhile, Rex got invited to Buffalo to come interview. He went up there. They offered him a lot of money. And he's like, do I wait for the Falcons or do I take this job that's available now? He's like, and, you know, and he had to decide. He decided to take it. He didn't wait for the Falcons. So
maybe he likes the cold. I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking too. You know, maybe, you know, I don't have to move my family. They could stay in New York. And,
right.
You know, I'm right here in Buffalo. I could still see them. They don't have to move. I'm not sure why he went to Buffalo, but he was fired up today. Did you see any of his press conference?
I like what he said, man. I mean, we're going to build a
we're
bully.
We're going to playoffs.
Yeah, we're going to build a bully.
He is a bully, though.
Yeah.
He's a big bully. I like him, though. I've always liked Rex Ryan. As much as I did not like the Jets, I've always liked Rex Ryan. I think he's a cool cat.
Right on, dude.
All right, man. Let's real quickly. Dude, we talk, man, a lot, bro. Let's really quickly talk about Marcus Mariota, quarterback of the Oregon Ducks, after a disappointing end to the season where they fell short in the national championship. Marcus Mariota has decided that he is going to enter the 2015 NFL draft.
Did his stock drop?
Oh, man, that's a great question, Joey. I don't know if it dropped because I don't think that you can look at what he did in the national championship and say he's a bad quarterback.
Right.
I mean, he moved the offense, and he moved the offense that was missing his two starting running backs,
right.
starting wide receiver, starting slot guy. Four guys missing from the offense that carried them the whole way through, and now all of a sudden you're in the biggest game, and a couple boneheads get suspended because they don't pass their drug tests, and a couple other injuries.
Which might be playing for the Raiders soon.
Yeah. My only thing for Marcus Mariota is I think the question everybody asks right now is Cardale Jones, the other quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah.
Does he come out? He's only played three games, and if he decides, you know what, I'm a national champion. I'm ready to go. I showed everybody what I got in those three games. I beat big teams. There's no reason for me to go back to college. I'm going to go play in the NFL. And if he comes out for the draft, now you got Jones, Jameis Winston from Florida State, Marcus Mariota. You got some three quarterbacks there. Who's going to take them? There's a lot of teams out there that need quarterbacks. The right. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who have the number one pick, they need a quarterback. So they're going to have to decide, is it Marcus Mariota or is it Jameis Winston?
Who do you like, Steven?
I like Mariota.
Okay.
My only concern and the only reason why I would hesitate with a guy like Mariota is because of the offensive system that he plays with in Oregon.
Right.
It's that spread formation.
It's built for college, man.
He's shotgun every single play.
Right.
I don't know, and I haven't seen it. Hopefully what we'll get to see from Marcus is during the combine and during these pro days that these kids have at their colleges, can you be under center? Can you take a snap, drop back 3, 5, 7 steps, make reads while you're in the move, and deliver the football when you need to? If he can show us that he's got good footwork and good mechanics doing that, mm-hmm. I would take him without hesitation because I think he's really smart. That is, I think, what separates Mariota from the other two guys. I think the other two guys probably have more ability physically. They got big arms. They got guns, cannons for throwing the football.
Look at Jones, big boy.
Yeah, but do they have the football smarts in the head?
Right.
You have to be able to come to the line of scrimmage, look at the defense, and decide immediately.
Yeah. This is what within we're seconds,
do.
Right?
And I think that's something Marcus Mariota can do. I'm not sure Winston and Cardale Jones, if he decides to come out, can do that. So, but, you know, we'll be there. And the draft is in Chicago this year. I don't have to go all the way to New York, dude.
What?
Chicago.
It should have been here in L.A., man.
I was so mad when they didn't do it here in L.A., dude. I was like, please, I don't want to travel.
And how long do they have it in Chicago for?
For now, I think it's just this one year.
This one year, yeah.
Yeah, but I think the league got a message from a lot of teams. They were tired. Look, we're tired of New York all the time, man.
Yeah.
It's always Jets and Giants fans. Let's move it around. Let's get, you know.
Which makes sense, man.
Some love for so, you know, you go to New York and all you Jets and Giants fans all over the place. And, you know, now I think it's going to be Chicago Bears fans, obviously, all over the place. But, no, I think it should move around. I think it's good that it moves around.
Well, if you ever need an assistant, let me know. I can carry some bags.
You can carry bags? All right, I like that. All right, Joe, real quickly, instant replay. There are some plays in the NFL that don't get to use instant replay.
Right.
And one of them is for pass interference. You know, pass interference that, for example, the Dallas Cowboy-Detroit Lion game.
What?
We'll go right there. I didn't think it was pass interference because Pettigrew's pulling on Hitchens' face mask. But a lot of people didn't see that.
Right.
Well, here's the debate. Do you allow referees to use instant replay to go back and look at the video of that play to decide whether there's pass interference or not?
And that's tough to say, man. I like the way the flow of the game is right now. But, I mean, I think it just kills the game. Keep on going back and back with instant replay. It could be important. I mean, I think it's a good idea. We look into the idea, maybe test it out. But I just like the way the flow of the game is right now, man. So it's tough. I just cannot stand another, you know, 10, 20 minutes added to a game just, you know, on wait time, downtime.
Well, one member of the competition committee, Giants co-owner John Mara, he's been against using instant replay for any penalty.
Right.
They're like, if it's a penalty, it's called a penalty. But this is what he had to say to WFAN Radio. He said, I've always been an opponent of it, meaning of, you know, review for penalties. But he says, I have to tell you, I'm starting to think a little differently about it. It's such a huge penalty, and I'm starting to change my mind about that.
Right.
I know that's something that we're going to discuss during the competition committee starting this February. And I'm looking forward to it because I think the time has come to not only have a discussion, but debate it and to really think about a change in that rule.
Steven, do you know how the whole process is debated or how they come about agreeing with instant replay?
Well, there's a competition committee.
Right.
The competition committee hears from all the teams. Like all the teams can submit, you know, we think you should look at this rule. We think you should look at this rule. This rule needs to be changed. This rule needs to be added. This rule needs to be taken out.
Right.
We need to look at instant replay maybe for these type of plays. So all of this, all the teams, they get to throw their stuff, right? Then they look at all that stuff and they come up with what they believe is the core elements.
Right.
You know, like maybe five or six teams, they'll all have the same one thing that they want to look at. So that's one of the things that they look at. So then this competition committee then says, okay, this is on the table. Then everybody gets, you know, it's just a, it's a debate. You know, you have one side of saying, this is why we should do it this way. And then you have another side saying, this is why you do it that way. And they show videos, they show plays. Right. This is an example of this type of play, and this is why it should get changed. I can tell you the Dallas Cowboys this year are going to say, this is why we need to change the stupid process of a catch rule. This was a catch on any planet. Let's take this out because you're making it, you're making something as simple as catching a football, and you're making it difficult. And then all, and then everybody in the competition says, okay, let's vote on it. And then they, if two-thirds of the competition committee votes yay or nay, that's how a rule gets implemented. And one thing I love about the NFL, now I'll say this about the NFL, they are very good, better than any sport that I know, of realizing we need to change this.
Okay.
And they will change it.
All right.
You know,
well, they should own up for all the stuff that they have right now, because there's a lot of rules that don't make sense, man.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. There's the, you know what? One thing that I think they should do with pass interference, and they should make it like college. Mm-hmm. In college, it's just a 15-yard penalty.
Right.
You know, because here in the pros, you could throw a 60-yard bomb.
Exactly.
And if you touch the dude accidentally, they get 60 yards for nothing.
Any play, any run, anything can be reviewed, Steven. That's where I'm feeling it's going to end up being. I mean, there's holds in every play that don't get called or do get called. It's just, if they're going to have instant replay for this, it's just going to build on to something else. But I do agree with the 15-yard for the pass interference. I think that's a good idea, too. But there's just so many ticky-tack things, man. Like incidental contact, you know, why don't they be every week they should call the same thing. There's a lot of stuff that just doesn't make sense for me. And I'm glad they're bringing this up, but there's definitely some change.
Yeah, and like I said, there's one thing that I love about the NFL is that they're not afraid to say, okay, this is wrong. Let's make it better, and this is how we think we can make it better, and let's change it. And one change that I hope they make is the stupid catch process rule, because the process is stupid.
I wish we followed that in my house.
Okay.
Next question.
All right. Final point of emphasis before we go on to the championship weekend. Tom Brady. You know that guy, right?
Tom who? No, I'm just kidding.
Who?
I like that. Azula? Play it for one time.
Tom Azula.
Tom Azula. No, not that. Not Tom Azula.
Okay.
Tom Brady, quarterback of the New England Patriots. He kind of got thrown under the bus today by Ray Lewis, man.
Okay. What happened?
Ray Lewis said today, and I will quote you. He says, "I'm just being honest. The only reason we know who Tom Brady is because of a tuck rule. There's no such thing as a tuck rule. If the ball is in your hand and I knock it out of your hand, whether it's going backwards, forwards, lateral, sideways, however it's coming out, that's a freaking fumble. But guess what? We created the freaking tuck rule," he said. He's
Steven.
Like, and he's talking about basically the tuck rule game. Right. Where the Oakland Raiders and it was snowy, and it's the Patriots and the Raiders, and Tom Brady's holding the ball. It looks like it got fumbled. The Raiders recovered it. They're like, yeah, they're going to win the game. Instead, they instant replayed. They reviewed it. They said that it was a tuck rule. It was no fumble. So the Patriots got the ball back. They went on go. They tied the game. They went to overtime and win it. And then they go on to the championship game. So Ray says, go ahead, Ray, tell us. He's like, if that doesn't happen, they don't go to the championship game. They don't go to that championship game if that tuck rule, if that ball isn't called a tuck. That's a fumble, man. It's a fumble. Charles Woodson made that man clearly fumble the ball, and they named it the tuck rule, something that we've never heard in today's game. So now you've got to ask yourself, when did his legacy really start?
Well, someone's got to tell Ray Lewis that the only reason we know Brady is because of his three rings. And
that's what he's saying. He wouldn't have got
know that
one.
But maybe Lewis is just a little jealous of all the beautiful ladies that Brady hasn't shared. So we're going to call that more like tuck and beep.
Oh. Well, there you go. The tuck rule. You know what? Now I'm reading this article. The guy who wrote this article is thinking exactly like you, Joey. He says, maybe Lewis has got a good point here. If there was no tuck rule, maybe Tom Brady, he has no rings, no MVPs, and no Giselle Bundchen.
There it is, man. Do we need to say more?
No, we don't. No, we don't. Oh, Ray Lewis. Man, when that guy starts going, he goes.
He goes.
He goes. Yes, he does. All right, I hope you have your picks ready, Joey. Nacho has sent me his picks. Nacho Libre, also known as Nacho from Spain, my main dog. He's a Spaniard, dude.
Oh, España. Yes.
I can't talk Spanish to him because you know how like my Spanish, you know, our Spanish over here, it's not prim and proper.
Our Spanish is like Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco. There's like proper, man. It's like, you know, it's like watching a Hamlet, you know, kind of thing, like very proper.
Yeah, so I don't even try. I don't even try. Anyways, I'm just messing with you, Nacho. So we've got his pick. I've got his picks. I'll let you know who's picked. Joey, we're going to start with you, and we'll start with the first game of the weekend, the NFC Championship game, as the Green Bay Packers travel to Seattle to face the Seahawks. All right, man. Give it to me. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, the Legion of Boom.
The Legion of Boom, man. The Legion of Hurt, man. They that is a defense. That secondary is sick, man. They are tough. I'm going to tell you, I picked the Packers last week, and I read this quote from a good friend of mine that said the winner of the Cowboy Packer game will win the NFL championship game. I mean the Super Bowl, and that's what I'm gonna stick with. I'm gonna go with the Packers, but I will.
Whoever
tell
said
you,
that, that's a smart dude.
Right? He is a smart. He's a good looking dude too, man. Thanks. He's very good looking. But I will tell you this: it all depends on Aaron Rodgers. Is he gonna be able to move? And you brought up some good points about Dallas not trusting their secondary and you know not blitzing. I will tell you this though: if Aaron can move and he can get out of that pocket, then I see Packers coming away from that. Seattle is tough, man. Eddie Lacy has to have a big game. I know Aaron Rodgers. He completed like 24 or 35 passes. He had his yards on the Cowboys, but this is not the Cowboys Cowboy defense, man. This is Seattle's defense. I'm still gonna go with the Packers, though.
Going with the Packers. That's big right there, big dog. I can't do it.
Okay.
I gotta stick with the favorites. I'm actually pulling up right now, getting you the odds.
Steven.
On this football game, the Seattle Seahawks are favored by 7.5 points, more than a touchdown, dude.
Hey, man, we all had a favorite last week. We all said that Denver was going to pull off. This week, I'm not going with the favorites, man. But how long has it been since an NFL team has won back-to-back Super Bowls, man?
You got to go all the way back to the early 2000s when the Patriots did it twice. It's the last repeat.
So can the Seahawks do it again?
Unfortunately, I have to say, if Aaron Rodgers is 100% Aaron Rodgers.
And you know he's not going to be 100%.
And he's healthy.
Yeah.
And he can scramble and run and get away and do the things that Aaron Rodgers does. I go with the Green Bay Packers. And I stick with my statement that the winner of that game goes on to win the Super Bowl.
Man, I got it tattooed. I'm in.
But, Joey, have you seen the pictures of all the fools that have been walking around? Pittsburgh Steelers, 2015 champions. Detroit Lions, 2015 champions. Dallas Cowboys. Why would you do that? Why would you get a tattoo of something before it happens?
I still have a little mom tattoo with the heart.
But you still love your mom, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. All right. So the Seattle Seahawks are going to do what the Dallas Cowboys would not do.
Right.
They're going to blitz. And the minute they see that Aaron is hobbling around on that calf and he's kind of like being all gimpy and he's not moving around, they're going to unleash the dogs.
Yeah.
They're going to blitz him because unlike the Cowboys who don't trust their secondary,
yeah,
the Seahawks trust their secondary.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to bring it and they're going to get after Rodgers. Like I said, if Rodgers was healthy, I'm all with the Green Bay Packers. But no way are they going to go up there with one-third of an Aaron Rodgers
right,
who isn't mobile and win that football game.
All right.
But you're right. If Eddie Lacy goes off and he runs for 150 yards and they can pound the rock at Seattle, they'll win. They'll have a shot of winning the football game. But I just don't see how they get it done.
Man, that defense, oh, man. It's like the legion of don't you dare throw the football this way because they're good, man.
And they're cocky. And they're brash.
But you know, though, that
and
just,
they can back it up.
That's intimidation, though, man. That's exactly. They can back it up. It's awesome to watch the defense. It's a show itself, man.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what Nacho is picking because we may have to pause here.
Steven, estoy de España y quiero los Packers.
That's what I heard.
Dude, that is an uncanny imitation of Nacho. Can you do it again?
Well, I spent some time at a Barcelona club over here in Pasadena, so a couple years back. So.
A Barcelona club.
When it was there.
So. All right, man. So here we go. Nacho is also taking the Seattle Seahawks. I'm going to smack him next time I see him. He was supposed to send me an email with kind of a little explanation as to why he was taking the Seahawks.
I can explain for him if you want.
Well, he's taking the Seahawks. You're taking the Packers.
If
we go, I already know what his pick is for New England because he's a Patriots fan.
Okay.
So I know he's taking the Patriots. So if I take the Patriots, we're not going to have – Nacho and I aren't going to differ on any games.
So am I hearing again, Joey, for the people, by the people?
You might have to – this game – because we differ on this game.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. You may – I don't know if you're taking the Colts or the Patriots. But let's go for now. I got Seattle. Nacho's got Seattle. And you got Green Bay. Are you sure you're sticking with Green Bay?
I'm sure, man.
It's gimpy Aaron Rodgers.
A gimpy Aaron Rodgers beat your Cowboys.
Oh, I'm never going to let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Joey, you really blank.
Wait, I thought this was the man cave, not Disneyland. Man.
I know. look at
you better beat that up with a little rapping or something on that.
I know, huh? Little
mashup or something.
Oh, man. Wait, Elena, so you know what Elena wants me to do? She's like, Dad, we were watching the Golden Globes.
Uh-huh.
She's like, Dad, if you ever win an award, whether it's a Golden Globe or whatever you win, when you go to do the acceptance speech, when you say thank you, if you're going to thank me, Dad, because I guess I got to thank my
daughter.
Wow, She's like, if you're going to thank me, Dad, this is how I want you to thank me.
Uh-huh.
She says, I want you to rap this. Because all I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough.
Oh, man. Isn't that the Packers?
And every time I step into the building, everybody's hands go up.
Whoa.
Nice. And then they say that.
Nice.
I'm like, really? And she's like, yeah. And then you don't say anything. You finish it and you just walk out.
You got to drop that mic like,
bam.
Yeah,
you drop it and you walk out.
Oh, man. She's awesome, dude.
She is awesome. That kid, she has a great
mini Steven, man. I'll tell you.
Great imagination of my kids. I love them. Anyways, so right now, Seahawks, Joey's got the Packers. Let's move on to the AFC Championship game where the Indianapolis Colts travel to Foxborough to face the New England Patriots. All right, man, here it is. Do you know that the New England Patriots, since Tom Brady has taken over as the starting quarterback, and as long as there's been a combination of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, this is their ninth appearance.
Yeah, pretty amazing,
in the AFC Championship game.
You got to say dynasty, man. They're a great
team.
I
don't know about all that. We don't give dynasty titles here to the. You know what I call them?
What do you call them?
The Evil Empire. You'll have to go to NFL Rants and Raves YouTube channel, Joey.
Yeah.
And a few years ago, they were in the Super Bowl against the Giants.
Uh-huh.
And you have to look at that trailer that I did for that Super Bowl. No. It was pretty.
That's awesome, man. If it was good as your soundbite, then I'm in, man.
There you go. All right. So before – I'm not going to give my pick yet because I want mine to be a surprise to people.
Okay.
Who do you got?
Well, I'll tell you this, man. Colts, Luck, he is probably the quarterback of now and the future. There's not much I can say wrong about Luck, but – it's the Patriots, man, and I'm gonna say I'm gonna have to go with the Patriots. I'm kind of weary. I don't know what Patriots is gonna play. Are they gonna stick with their ground game? Are they gonna air it out? It all depends. But
that's the picture. Nobody knows.
I know. And that's what Bill, the mastermind, is working on. I mean, the Colts have to find out what they're trying to do, what they're going to do. But I think Gronkowski is a matchup. He is, I'm not going to say unstoppable, but
he's a beast,
and he's key to the game. And I see Patriots pulling it off, coming from behind first quarter, second quarter, and then pulling off in third quarter, fourth quarter, finally
coming from behind, yes. Joey says.
Yes. So I got the Pats.
All right. Joey has the New England Patriots. Look, I am very impressed with Andrew Luck.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't give the Indianapolis Colts any shot of going into Mile High and beating the Denver Broncos. Of course, I didn't at the time know that Peyton Manning had a torn quad and was going to be, you know, not Peyton Manning, and he was going to look more like Eli Manning. But Indy still, regardless of whether the injury, not making any excuses,
right.
They balled out. Andrew Luck looked amazing. Dan, boom, Heron, their little running back was all over the place. T.Y. Hilton making fantastic grabs. All that being said, it's a different atmosphere going into Foxborough in the cold. The New England Patriots,
mm-hmm.
they've been there and done that.
Right.
They're like here like almost every year, it seems. And for the Indianapolis Colts to go in and knock out Peyton Manning, then the next week you got to go knock off Tom Brady, who I believe the two best quarterbacks that the NFL has had over the last decade, 10 years of just Manning and Brady. They've been what everybody else has aspired to be. You've already knocked out one. Now you got to go knock out another one, Joey.
Right.
I just don't see it happening. The New England Patriots are favored by a touchdown at 7. Some places it's as low as 6.5. I don't know if they cover the spread. I don't know if they win by a touchdown, because New England in these type of games usually finds a way to win at the end.
Mm-hmm.
They'll win by 3-4 points. I got to take the Patriots. I cannot go against them.
I agree.
I want to go against them. I want to. Trust me. Once I sit down for this football game and I start watching, I'm going to be like, go, Andrew Luck. Like, there is something. I recently heard Rich Eisen. You know who Rich Eisen is?
Yeah.
All right. So Rich Eisen went to the University of Michigan. And their rival, their big rival, is Ohio State.
Ohio State, yeah.
And, you know, Michigan just hired Jim Harbaugh, the guy who Niners let go. And Rich Eisen was talking to Harbaugh before the championship game. And he's like, should I cheer for Ohio State? Because, you know, I'm a Michigan guy. We hate them. You know, and Harbaugh was like, yeah, but they're representing our conference, the Big Ten. You should cheer for them. Cheer for Ohio State.
Right.
And Rich's like, okay, you're the coach. You're my coach. So you're my coach now. I'm gonna listen to you. And he's like, I started watching the game, and a minute in,
oh yeah,
like, forget that, man. I can't. You can't. There's just some teams you cannot cheer for.
I got you, man.
I cannot cheer for the Washington Redskins. I don't care if you pay me $1 million and say, today I need you to cheer for the Washington Redskins. You don't be like, I'm going to be poor the rest of my life because I am not cheering for the Washington Redskins. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
So, and the New England Patriots are that kind of a team. I don't want to cheer for them.
Hence the Evil Empire
song. That's exactly right. The Evil Empire of the New England, but you know what? They get it done.
They do.
And I think that's maybe why a lot of people hate them, including myself. Ooh, did I just say I hate them? No, I don't hate nobody. I don't hate nobody. I'm not supposed to say
Steven.
That out loud, Joe.
Rewind that. Rewind
Patriots.
That.
I love them, man. They're awesome. No, you got to respect them, though. You got to respect them. They're here a lot. At the end of the day,
I think
they'll get it done.
You said it, man. 9 times. I mean, they get the job. They get the job done, man. And
that's 12 years.
As much as I hate to say it, they have the coach and they have the quarterback. I mean, Brady is on his decline. I mean, we know what.
Oh yeah, he's
on his way out, but he's still Brady, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just gonna ask him if maybe he could teach me, you know, the ways of the world.
I think a lot of it has to do with his looks.
You think it's his looks? You don't think it has anything to do with his
I thought it was hair. You know, I tried growing my hair out like that, but
you know, I actually thought, you know, it might be the money. But you know what? Giselle makes more than him.
Wow. That's nice.
You know that?
I didn't know
as
that.
As a supermodel, yeah. She makes more than him on a yearly basis.
Wow.
So she's not with him for the money. It's got to be the looks, right?
Well, the good thing is I don't have either, so we're good.
Boy, Joey, you're a good-looking cat. Come on now.
Yeah, you had me at hello.
All right, so there you go. And sure enough, just as I thought, Nacho has the New England Patriots as well. So I've got the Patriots. Nacho's got the Patriots. You've got the Patriots. So that's not going to be the challenge game. We have to go back to Green Bay at Seattle, where both Nacho and I have the Hawks. You've got the Packers. And I guess the question is for the fans. I'm going to put it up to the fans, Joey. For now, we're not going to make that the challenge game just yet. If the fans want to go with Nacho's picks that are exactly the same as mine, then we'll go there. And then the worst that can happen for the fans is during the Super Bowl, they can go against me.
Right.
And we could tie and nobody gets punished. Or they go with your pick here, and if I win, it's over. But if you win, it's tied, and the Super Bowl will determine the winner.
Wow. I'm going to leave it in your hands.
Is that kind of pressure that I'm putting you on right there, Joe?
No pressure, man. No pressure at all. I still go with my pick, the Packers, the same thing I did last week.
All right, Joey's going with the Packers. So for now, I will put it out on the website, folks.
Yeah, let the fans
me an
decide.
Email. If I get 5 fans to say go with Joey, we'll go with Joey. Otherwise, there will be no challenge game. We'll stick with Nacho's picks. He will represent the fans this week.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, so send emails to Steven@RARN.net. That's Steven@RARN.net. Or go to Twitter and Facebook, post it, or on the website, www.nflrnr.com. Joey, one quick question before we leave. First of all, thanks again for you doing the last couple shows. That's been pretty awesome.
Steven, it's a pleasure to be here, man. This is fun, dude.
And I've got the Bills, the 49ers, the Jets, and the Raiders. They all have new coaches. Rex Ryan, Bowles, Del Rio, and of course the 49ers have
Tamazula.
That's right. But we also have the Broncos, Falcons, and Bears. Oh my, they're still looking for coaches. Of those 7 teams that I just listed, who has the better future with their new head coach?
Well, if you look stat-wise, I'm going to have to say the Raiders, man. Don't have to win that many games to show what they did from last year. So, in all seriousness, I can only tell you, I know Del Rio, and I think that's the safest and best bet is the Raiders.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see who the Broncos select as their head coach, but you know also what Peyton Manning is going to do. I like the Atlanta Falcons. I think they got a lot of pieces in place. The Chicago Bears. I'm not sure anybody even wants that job right now.
They got a team though, man. They got
do
some.
Do they?
They got some offense. I mean,
they got some good pieces.
They don't got a quarterback. I'll tell you that.
Well, obviously, Cutler's showing he's not the guy.
Yeah, he's not. But I mean, what do the Broncos do?
I'm sitting here. I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
No clue where the Broncos are looking, who they're thinking about. Their offensive coordinator, Adam Gase, I don't know if he's the guy. I mean, he was almost the guy in San Francisco.
Right.
Until they decided to stick with Tomzula. So,
I
Rex Ryan. I think Rex Ryan, look, the Bills defense was already pretty good. If he can, you know, make a couple tweaks here and there with that defense, all they have to do is find a QB, man. If the Bills can find a QB with Sammy Watkins, and C.J. Spiller, I think they've got Scott Chandler, their tight end. I think they got pieces on offense, but Rex Ryan is who I'm going to say. Look at what he did with the Jets when he first took them over with Mark freaking Sanchez. He took them to back-to-back AFC Championship games. I think he can get the Bills into the playoffs.
Right.
And if the Bills get into the playoffs, they might make some
noise. But what quarterback is out there? I mean, are we going to get Leaf back from jail? Is he available, or who's available, man?
Oh, gosh. There's not a whole lot. They're going to have to go draft somebody.
Yeah.
They may have to, you know, they may have to try and get E.J. Manuel, see if he works out.
Right.
He's still on the roster, but now that Kyle Orton has retired, that's no longer an option. They're going to have to see it. Maybe they go to Jeff Toole, for crying out loud.
Well, we don't know. Yeah.
That's on Ryan now. He's going to have to find himself a quarterback whisperer, right. Somebody who's good with quarterbacks, who can take a young man and teach him the ropes.
Good.
And that's what I think. But I like the Bills. You like the Raiders. And still three teams out there who need head coaches. There you go, folks. Joey's got the Packers. I've got Seattle. Joey and I both have the Patriots. Nacho has the Patriots and the Seahawks as well. For now, we'll leave it to you, the fans, whether you make Packers-Seattle the challenge game or whether you just ride it out with Nacho with the same picks and wait to the Super Bowl to try and catch me. Thank you for listening. I'm Steven Miranda.
And I'm Joey Valle.
For NFL Rants and Raves. We're out.